window that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks in That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And not to be that guy that just talks about the weather, but man, it's turned. It's feeling wintery.
Yeah.
It's feeling like time to watch a lot of stuff.
And that's what you're going to be doing.
I'll be doing some of that for sure.
And yeah, we should be doing it too. It's apocalyptic outside. It felt. When I looked outside, the drain by my desk in the office was just like spewing water out. And I just was like, okay, awesome bike ride home later on.
Yeah. I mean, better sooner rather than later, I reckon, for that. What else have I got in weather chat? I looked at the forecast for the rainfall tonight and 11 p.m. it was forecast for 29 centimetres of rain. Wait, that can't be right.
Millimetres.
29 millimetres of rain.
Centimetres might be.
I got my C and my M mixed up. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that possibly I might need some help with that. Luckily, there is a new docu-series coming this weekend called Mind Menders.
Okay.
As opposed to Mind Benders.
Yes.
The distinction between those two things will become apparent very quickly. It's a New Zealand, Sky New Zealand Originals docu-series, two-parter, that explores a new frontier of medicine that may be the solution to Aotearoa's mental health crisis.
Wow, okay.
Namely, medical psychedelic treatments.
Right. Yes.
So this is on. This is one of those sorts of docos that I guess like a Paddy Gower or a Guy in Espinner talking about getting off the booze is the sort of thing that's a great conversation starter for families, for flats, for friends, and particularly not to imply anything about your average 95 BFM listener, but for those that are maybe like a little less versed in the world of psychedelics and the sort of terminologies and history of these treatments. I've just watched the first of these two episodes, and it does start to paint a really compelling picture that's like it's one you could talk to your parents about.
Okay.
And that's a nice addition to the canon of kind of drug screen viewing, right?
Would you say so? It's kind of destigmatizing some of the substances
Well, maybe not the sort of entirety of the substances themselves. It's a very personality-driven show, so its presenter is Sonia Gray. She's been a longtime advocate for mental health through her own experiences with anxiety, and it's quite interesting. So she's sort of exploring this sort of renewed frontier of treatment as she talks to her friends and whānau about what she's about to do, which she gets signed up to the LSD trial.
Right,
No one can really believe that she's doing it. Like, it's kind of this little uncomfortable laugh that, like, I can't believe you're going to do the LSD trial. Yeah. So they've kind of got someone anchoring the show that's a really great, not just a kind of a great everyman or relatable character, but who, you know, is bringing their own struggles to the table as well.
Oh, cool.
And also along for the ride, very familiar to many BFM listeners, Russell Brown, who's, I'm quoting from the press materials here, quote, psychedelic Sherpa, quote, leading journalist and researcher Russell Brown.
Really?
So Russell's there to kind of give Sonia the fundamentals, I guess, of what these different treatments are. Alongside LSD, there's a discussion and exploration of ketamine and psilocybin as well.
Yep.
And Russell's there to really help with the demystification process and just give the straight facts on what's actually being discussed by the experts, who often, you know, will talk in fairly abstract terms.
Yeah.
The LSD microdosing trial looks really fascinating. I can't wait to see episode two. But both of these are available for streaming from Sunday via Neon and Sky Go. And it's airing more traditionally on Sky Open on consecutive weekends on Sundays at 8:30 p.m. The LSD trial is a really interesting one. So that's I'm about to mangle a name, so huge apologies. But this is led by Professor Suresh Muthukumaraswamy at Auckland University. Mm. And it's he's billed as the rock star of psychedelic medical treatments. And it's really interesting to see how the trials actually work. I mean, like it's I'm sure an area of interest for many listeners, and this may be familiar to you, but just watching someone who's you know, our avatar in this process, going through the process of picking up their little trial bottles of, well, their bottles of, could be LSD, could be placebo, it's unclear each day, and going through the routine of filming themselves as they take them under their tongue to proof of consumption, and then starting to assess, like, you know, starting to assess the impact. And I guess, like a lot of us, Sonia seems to feel an impact immediately, which is probably not grounded in medical reality. But you know, may indicate the first step in a really positive journey for someone.
Because it's interesting, because I thought microdosing meant subperceptual, but I guess that's hard to define around, like, for each person individually, what they feel from psychedelics. And
I guess it's my interpretation of what I've seen in the first episode is, I guess, like, it would just mean so it is imperceptible, but it's basically the threshold's, like, just far beneath what you would choose to take if you were choosing to have an enjoyable experience
in the Cobb Valley or Takaka or somewhere like that.
So the goal being neuroplasticity, and the ability to form new neural pathways more readily rather than have a rack up and some goal trance. So that's Sunday. This is gonna be a really interesting conversation starter. It's obviously not gonna give anyone an excuse to explain their weekend dance party behavior colleagues or family, but certainly and opening up some new conversations about ranges of treatment should be really, really interesting. On the opposite end of the spectrum, and I can't recall if I was talked about this show previously, but I wanted to make sure I hadn't missed a recommendation to viewers out there. It's a show called Murderbot on Apple TV Plus.
I think I saw a video recently of, it's one of the Skarsgårds.
Yes, Alexander Skarsgård's the lead in the show.
Yes, getting into the suit that he wears, and it looked really difficult. I don't know if it was what he actually wears in the show. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so. I mean, so he plays a security droid who has managed to, without anyone knowing, hack his internal governing module. Yep. So he's achieved sentience, but lives in this sort of like Galactic Federation type environment. So there's, like, all this stuff happening on different planets, and space travel's a breeze, etc. In the society, there have been other examples of robots who have become their own masters, so to speak. They often go on killing sprees because humans have treated them so badly, and they are swiftly melted down into a pile of molten slag. So he's trying to avoid doing that.
Yeah.
And the best that Murderbot can come up with is to act like everything's normal. So he goes off on a mission to explore a newly, like maybe a colonizing mission or a mineral exploration mission on a remote planet, and his job's to protect a bunch of very lefty, touchy, feely kind of colonists who annoy him immensely with all their human traits. But yes, the suit that he's in is definitely a head to toe pile of uncomfortableness. And it's as the series goes on, you sort of spend more time with the actual Skarsgård face, not obscured, which is probably what they're paying good money for. I really enjoy this. The episodes are economical in length, at like coming in under 30 minutes. There's a nice sequential storyline. It's blackly comic, but it's not super bleak. It doesn't shy away from quite gory violence when it wants to have that, but this is a kind of charming, like, lightly cynical sci-fi comedy show, and as such I think it's a really good winter option.
Just so you don't get too down.
Big time. It's not absolutely, it's not about the downfall of humanity. It's about maybe when I get to the end, maybe it's about a different kind of brain learning to love what it means to be human. Or maybe it's about someone that's just constantly pissed off about how annoying we are. One of the lovely kind of recurring things in the show is that he would rather, well, while he's pretending to be a sentry robot and just standing there doing nothing, he's actually just watching hours and hours of his favorite kind of soapy human shows.
Yep.
And so I can kind of relate.
Yep. That's what you would be doing.
Maybe so. Yeah, yeah. Maybe so. And they will sort of feature in this series as he starts to reflect back on moments that he's seen in these shows, and use those for inspiration of what action or actions to take next. Yeah. Which is all great until someone calls you out on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, wait, this seems familiar.
Oddly, this is from the filmmaking brothers, Chris and Paul Weitz, who are probably best known for American Pie and About a Boy. They don't really have strong sci-fi cred in their filmography. Yeah. It is also based on sci-fi novels, so it's kind of got a bit of foundation, if you pardon the pun, behind it. But I think what these filmmakers bring to the project is it's just a nice warm tone that kind of sits a lot warm and cynical at the same time. It's a really hard thing to pull off.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable. So it's about halfway through its first season. There's a few episodes to catch up on. And I guess I'll probably be finding more stuff like this that's available to just plow on through.
Yeah.
As we hole up from this wonderful weather. Let's bring it back to the weather. Yeah. Everyone take care tonight. See you all next week.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, where can you watch Murderbot?
Oh, Murderbot's Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus.
And Mind Menders. You'll be able to find that on both episodes streaming on Neon and Sky Go from 8:30 p.m. this Sunday. Also, the two episodes will air on traditional style on Sky Open at 8:30 p.m. on consecutive Sunday nights.
Thank you so much, Steve. That was Flicks in That.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks in That on 95BFM.